an aerospace groundbreaking in Wichita for a change. Unmanned cargo aircraft are being tested in Maryland. And NASA brings its app to the Android. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 12, 2011. Let's start with some good economic news, and in Wichita to boot. Mid-Continent Instruments officially broke ground Thursday on a new 6,200-square-foot addition to the company's headquarters in Wichita, Kansas. More than 150 employees and guests attended as CEO Todd Winter and representatives of city, county, and state government economic development agencies marked the occasion. Winter commented, quote, "This is a great day for Mid-Continent Instruments, the city of Wichita, and the state of Kansas. We feel good about America. We feel good about aviation, and we are all willing to work very hard to complete our vision of success," unquote. Mid-Continent Instruments says the Wichita expansion will allow it to grow its new True Blue Power Division and engineering department and add 24 jobs over the next 5 years. Boeing says it's been awarded a $99.5 million contract by the U.S. Air Force to integrate three major modifications on the B-1 Lancer bomber fleet. This contract is for the first lot of modification kits of a planned multi-lot production contract to upgrade the service's B-1s. The upgrades include delivery of kits with parts for the vertical situation display unit in the forward cockpit and for the fully integrated data link and central integrated test system in the aft cockpit. All three programs will be installed concurrently from late 2012 through 2019 in a single modification called the Integrated Battle Station. The Navy and Marine Corps' plans to field an unmanned cargo aircraft system are moving forward as the first of two potential UAS helicopters landed at Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland July 1st. The Navy and Marine Corps Multi-Mission Tactical Unmanned Air Systems Program Office coordinated the arrival of Lockheed Martin's K-MAX helicopter, one of the two systems that will potentially deploy to Afghanistan later this year. Two suppliers were selected to reduce potential deployment delays and possible inability to meet performance requirements. The other system is the Boeing Frontier Aviation Hummingbird, which will go through testing at a later date. The Navy intends to field cargo UAS this fall for a six-month deployment. The FAA has granted Hartzell Propeller an STC for a three-bladed prop conversion kit for the Cessna 182 through 182R series and for F-182 Q and R models built between 1956 and 1986 in France. The kit is designed to provide improved performance and appearance and reduce noise. Hartzell says the new top prop kit features blended airfoil scimitar-shaped aluminum alloy blades to provide improved takeoff and climb performance, a 2.5 dBA noise reduction compared to the stock two-blade prop, and improved TBO without any loss in cruise speed. The company adds it typically results in smoother operation as well. The kits include a new pointed, polished aluminum spinner and are available direct from Hartzell or through dealers for $9,700. The new prop carries a warranty for 3 years or 1,000 hours. TBO is 6 years or 2,400 hours. NASA has launched the NASA app for the Android, a new application designed for mobile devices that run the Android operating system. Jerry Colon, NASA app project manager, explains, quote, "The NASA app for iPhone and iPad has been a phenomenal success with over 5 million downloads so far. Making a version for Android has been the number one request from users," unquote. The NASA app for Android showcases images, videos on demand, live streaming video from NASA television, mission info, feature stories, and breaking news. You can find sighting opportunities for the International Space Station and track current positions of spacecraft orbiting the Earth, and easily share NASA content on Facebook, Twitter, or via email. Up next on ANN, SAFE will meet to offer a symposium update at Oshkosh. The second World Symposium on Electric Aircraft returns to AirVenture. And an air show legend has gone west. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Paul Plagg. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has scheduled a short meeting at AirVenture to give a progress report on its pilot training reform initiative. The meeting will convene at 4:50 p.m. Central Time on Friday, the 29th of July, at the FAA Aviation Center at Whitman Regional Airport. Symposium Chair Bob Wright explains, quote, "It's been nearly 90 days since our productive symposium in Atlanta. SAFE issued its preliminary report ahead of schedule, and we've seen positive results already from a number of courseware providers. The FAA Aviation Center at AirVenture is a perfect venue for a progress report and will keep the spotlight on the need for training reform," unquote. Attendance is open to anyone interested in contributing to the training reform process, as well as those who participated in the Pilot Training Reform Symposium, and those who have been tasked with responding to SAFE regarding the six core projects stemming from that symposium. A 35-page preliminary report and related material is available on the symposium website at pilottrainingreform.org. GE Aviation will sponsor the World Symposium on Electric Aircraft for the second consecutive year at EAA AirVenture. The second annual symposium is scheduled for Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th, and will feature several influential industry leaders discussing electric aircraft propulsion in an open forum, offering what they envision for the future. Airplane concepts and active prototypes will be on display throughout the week, capped off by flight demonstrations. For more details and a list of presenters, see the text version of this story, dated July 11th, at aero-news.net. Jeppesen and MGL Avionics, which makes instruments for the light sport and experimental aircraft markets, have entered into an agreement to provide Jeppesen nav data and obstacle services for MGL avionics systems. Jeppesen nav data updates are completed using Jeppesen Services Update Manager software. Nav data and obstacle services are available for the MGL Enigma, Voyager, and Odyssey. Available coverage areas include most of the world. Jeppesen says its analysts edit and verify about 150,000 database transactions generated from worldwide aviation data source documents during every 28-day revision cycle to provide the most complete and accurate flight information available. A TSA employee was caught stealing an iPad from a suitcase, and Broward County detectives in Florida say he's responsible for a string of similar thefts over the past 6 months. 30-year-old Nelson Santiago, who worked in Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International's Airport Terminal No. 1, which houses Southwest and Continental Airlines, was arrested last week and charged with two counts of grand theft. He told detectives he stole computers, GPS devices, and video cameras, and other electronics from luggage he was screening. He would immediately take a photo of the stolen item with his cell phone, post it for sale online, and often sell it by the time his shift was over. Detectives estimate he stole about $50,000 worth of electronics over the last 6 months, and the vast majority of the items were sold very quickly. Santiago joined TSA in January of 2009. A Continental employee said he saw Santiago slip an iPad out of a suitcase and into his pants, confronted him, and reported the theft to a supervisor. The supervisor then contacted police and the TSA. TSA is said to be cooperating with the investigation. Several additional charges are said to be pending. And finally today, ANN has learned that Marion Cole, one of the most famous of the early generation of aerobatic pilots and airshow performers, passed away Friday at the age of 86. He'd been retired from the airshow circuit for well over a decade, but still attended shows and continued to mentor young aerobatic hopefuls. Marion was an aerobatic instructor, airshow performer, national and world aerobatic competitor. He flew as part of the original Cole Brothers airshows after World War II, then established Marion F. Cole Airshows, which operated off and on till the early 1990s. He was the U.S. 1952 National Aerobatic Champion, EAA member number 48, and logged 31,000 hours of flight time. A celebration of a life well-lived is scheduled for today at 11 a.m. at Hillcrest Memorial Funeral Home in Houghton, Louisiana. That's the latest from Aero News. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.